Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Everything you needed to know about the bathroom in honor of our good friend, Thomas Crapper, who died on this day in 1910.
I can't think of like one thing I need to know about the toilet.
Please.
Other than like, I think I know everything I need to know about it.
How about the fact that 7 million cell phones are dropped in the toilet every year?
Oh, that's an interesting fact.
I forgot my phone last night, but I have never once dropped my phone in a toilet.
My girlfriend Dana dropped her phone in the toilet at her in-laws. It was a BlackBerry and it was there for a week. Took it out, still worked.
Come on.
Honestly.
That's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. 85% of bathroom-related injuries occur because someone has fallen in the toilet after the seat was left up.
See?
That's not what happened to Doc Brown.
I don't know who Doc Brown is.
Back to the Future?
Oh.
When he discovered the secret to make time travel possible, the flux capacitor. He was standing on the toilet, changing a light bulb. He fell off the toilet. Knocked his head on the sink.
Knocked his head out.
And then he came up with the idea for the flux capacitor.
Ouch.
70% of your house guests are snooping through the cabinets in your bathroom. I've never done that.
You haven't?
Not one time
ever.
Well,
if I needed some extra toilet paper, I have done it. Like
Well, that's not snooping. That's like I need.
Yeah.
The average person visits the toilet 2,500 times per year.
Hmm.
That's roughly 7 times a day.
Seven times a day, yes.
That seems a little high.
Oh, my gosh. I could
have you met me?
Once an hour, yeah. I'm a peer. I like to be.
This one makes me feel good because it's clearly the only way it should be done. The majority of people prefer their toilet paper to go over and not under.
I don't care.
It has to
one
be top down.
Other.
It's top down. It's the only way to ever
honestly,
do the toilet
Honestly, sometimes
paper.
It's up, sometimes it's down. I don't
You're ridiculous.
Know why? What
because
difference does it make?
All of the difference, Jennifer.
How? What difference?
It comes off much nicer when it's rolling from the top down.
Okay.
It's just better that way.
Well, of course.
Okay. The top bathroom annoyance for women are when men do what?
Pee on the seat.
Oh, I thought you'd get this one for sure.
Leave the seat up.
Yeah, leave the seat up.
I don't know why it's our job to leave it up. Why don't you all leave it down?
I hope. Some dude of the Facebook post wrote about what it's like to fall into a toilet in the middle of the night. I hope someday that your diddly bits get stuck in the toilet, the cold toilet water in the middle of the night, then you'll understand.
The top bathroom annoyance for men are when women do what?
When women do what in the bath? What? I don't know. Clean it?
Don't flush?
Get makeup all over the towels.
Okay.
There you go. Just when somebody tells you it's Thomas Crapper Day, which it is, again, he left us on this day in 1910. Thomas Crapper, despite the perfect name to have done so, did not actually invent the toilet.
That's
he just popularized the use of the flush toilet, and he was a plumber.
When was he alive?
1836
but
to 1910.
In 1836 to 1910, was crap like a word for like bathroom things?
Probably not.
No. Just a coincidence.
Thank you, Mr. Crapper.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.